Rustin Ortman is the Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher of Wilde and Tausch, which you can hear 9 to noon across these very stations. We are Kyle Rustin Ortman. Welcome in, OT.
Well, hello, fellas. How are y'all?
We're doing good. You know, I mean,
don't say that. We're all kind of
we're
starts.
Healthy. We're but the Bucks aren't.
Yeah, so we don't feel good,
man. Good perspective.
You got from Get Up to Greeny to Wilde and Tausch with Evan Cohen. Everyone's talking about Giannis and Dame. And Old T, I consider you an NBA novice, at least when it comes to our local team here in the Milwaukee Bucks. Could this have gone any worse this season?
Do you know what? Do you know what the term novice means?
Yeah.
No.
It means like beginner.
Dang, you're saying I don't know anything about the NBA?
What's a better word than for expert?
Savant!
NBA Milwaukee Bucks savant. Mark Tauscher joins us.
Okay. Now he's making a mockery of you.
So I'm not as...
Old T knows that I respect his NBA.
And you should, because I do pay attention, and I think to answer your question, I was on the Dalla Dame trade. I was leading the charge because you watched last year when Giannis was hurt, the way the Miami Heat just, you know, beat us into submission. And you knew for as much as we loved Drew Holiday and his defensive approach, he had no answers for Jimmy Butler. He's not a scorer. And Giannis, the hot potato. And I know you remember this at the end of that game.
That was ridiculous.
It made me sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as a Bucks fan, you knew something had to change. So talking to Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike this morning, I'm not mad that they made the trade. It obviously has not panned out like we hoped because you're sitting here and struggling. And now can they flip the switch here and all of a sudden be Eastern Conference Finals playing Boston? Yeah, they could. I don't think any of us on this panel think that's what's going to happen. So I don't mind. You have to take big swings when you have somebody like Giannis. What we were doing wasn't working. So you went big. It's not worked. Doesn't mean you can't move some pieces around. As long as Giannis, the thing that freaked me out this morning wasn't Stephen A. Smith saying, Dalla Dame might want to get traded. He's unhappy. And we all see he's not real happy. That freaked me out is when Wendy, who is dialed in, said, you guys aren't asking the right question. Giannis is going to want to stick around. That's the part that I, whoa, because that's the case. Now we're in big trouble. So hopefully everything will settle in. Giannis will be able to come back middle of this series. The Bucks will advance. They'll get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and then we have a great series with Boston. Let's see how it plays out. Then I think everybody can settle in. But if this series goes poorly, we don't advance, there'll be a lot of changes, and I don't know to what degree, and that should scare all Bucks fans.
Old T, can you do me a favor? I've never heard this in my life doing radio. Your phone is going, like, really high, and then you disappear, and then you come back. So you can just call us right back because I do want to comment on the Wendy thing. There he is. Good. He's a good listener. Mark Tauscher, 800-990-3776. Chris, I don't know if you're going to call him back or not. And it's true, right? Like, we talked about it in the first segment of the show. If you missed any of our show, go to WisconsinOnDemand.com. Wendy talked about how, like, it's about keeping Giannis happy more than who cares about Dame's feelings. Now, I think they go hand in hand.
Listen, they literally got him a top 75 player of all time. They re-signed Chris Middleton to a contract that Chris Middleton, honestly, is not healthy enough to deserve this contract. They re-signed Brooke Lopez because they didn't have an alternative, and they knew that he liked Brooke. What else do you want them to do? And I love Thanasis, but Thanasis is on this team constantly, and he's a talented player. But I'm sure the relationship that he has with his brother helps him have a roster spot on this team. And so what I'm saying is, like, what more can we do to make him happy?
And we welcome back in the Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher. And so you talked about Wendy, and it might not be about...
quick question before you do that. So I went AirPods, thinking it had a better connection. AirPods not better than just regular phone?
You know, you sound just as good audio-wise, but you were, like, fading in, and then it got completely silent, and then you'd fade back up like someone had a slider.
I went AirPods strictly to try to sound even better for you guys, so that's frustrating.
We know you care, Old T, but I want to ask you this. Because of the fear of Giannis being a part of back-to-back first-round potential exits, don't you think it might be better if he doesn't play at all? Because if he plays and they somehow lose this first round, he will feel so embarrassed of being part of back-to-back first-round exits that the franchise should protect themselves in doing whatever they can to not let him play because they could potentially lose him for all these reasons we're talking about.
That's a loser's mentality. No, if he's healthy,
you can't risk Giannis.
No, listen, if he is not healthy, you don't play him. But you're not going to not play him because you're afraid of his psyche, that he might be sad that they lose in the first round again?
It's not psyche.
No,
it's just, that would just be him saying, all right, that's two straight first round exit. I'm out of here. He's not a part of that if he doesn't play. You got your injury reason. Keep him out of that because the Deer District's a big investment, and that doesn't fill up as big without 34.
No, you need 34 here. And, the question I have is, all these decisions are run by Giannis. It's not like they're trading for Dalla Dane without asking his input. So at some point, you have to wonder, is Giannis a good GM? I mean, that's a question you could ask.
No player in Wisconsin sports history has been a good general manager. All they do is ruin our franchises.
Well, I have a hard time sitting here arguing that, if he was part of getting Drew Holiday, that was a great pickup. So that part was great. You don't want players doing it. You want your guys to feel engaged. You want input from them. But in the grand scheme of things, no. It does look like you don't necessarily want players dabbling too much because there's too much interpersonal stuff that comes into play, and you're maybe not looking at things in the right mindset that you need to in order to form a good team.
Well, Tausch, that leads me to my next question is, we can all agree that this regular season was a failure, and going to the playoffs, we can hope they turn things around, but it has been a disaster up to this point. I got to ask, who is primarily to blame in your eyes? Because Kyle thinks it's Giannis with lack of leadership and for making those GM-like decisions. I say it's John Horst because he let Giannis have too much power and all these bad deals led the team to success. So who is most primarily to blame for this season?
I think when you look at it, you have to put some at the footstep of John Horst, but this is a player's deal, and I just don't think Damian Lillard has played up to the level. I think you could put some on Brooke Lopez, Pat Connaughton. I mean, you can start looking at the list of players.
Oof.
And you could say, well, coaching, everything else. But the reason this team has struggled, and, with all that said, were we talking like this when they were the 3 seed and they won the NBA championship?
Yeah, that's not apples to apples, though, Tausch. You know that.
No, I know it's not, but I'm saying when we're saying, what a horrible regular season.
No.
I'm saying is we're literally in the same spot. Now, I felt a lot better then, but you get what I'm saying. So when you factor all that stuff in, yeah, you can be frustrated. You can look at it from that way, but the players have gotten older and there's just not enough athleticism. That's what jumps out to me when I watch this team.
Yeah, no, I hear you. The difference being is without Giannis in the first couple games of the Indiana series in the first round against the Pacers, the series price is they're -135 favorites. And without Giannis, Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton were able to will them in an Eastern Conference final. So that's how different we are in, even though they're both 3 seeds. Kyle, go ahead.
Yeah, we were talking about the Atlanta Hawks back then, so we had more confidence, but Tausch, what it comes down to is this, is that when we were a 3 seed, we saw the Nets, right? We saw good basketball teams, and we were like, all right, let's see what this team can do. We had the expectation that this team would be in it at the end when they're talking about the NBA Finals, and you don't have the confidence that this team is going to be in it. You said it yourself. We don't believe they're going to flip a switch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it's a, you watch enough games and you kind of see, and again, I don't have the same issues that, the Bucks took these big shots trying to get Dame, getting Dame and all this, but it just hasn't worked. And I think the only way it's going to work is if Damian Lillard becomes that superstar, consistent player that we need in order to see this team take that next step and flip the switch. And then Chris Middleton has to be healthy, and he has not been. So you want to look back at it, it's, you continued to run back this team that wasn't good enough last year. And when you do that, they're not going to get younger. So you just kind of hope that you be as healthy as possible when you get to this postseason. And unfortunately, Giannis gets hurt and you're not healthy. And now you're sitting here with your best player not being able to play to start this series. And you're in a real dogfight to even advance one round.
Talking old team, Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher here on Kyle, Bruston, Nortman. Switching gears here. How refreshing is it to have Jair Alexander and like the non-nonsense around the Green Bay Packers heading into a big year for them?
Yeah, I was excited to see that he was there because I think, new coordinator, I think he's going to be excited about. But the way the season played last year and kind of how that shook out, I was wondering, where's Jair? And there's still going to be some issues, I'm sure, that come up. But the fact that he was there for the opening day of this with everything involved tells me he understands he needs to have a good year. And all of the shenanigans that we saw last year, hopefully that's all a thing in the past and that he can focus and get back to being one of those top shutdown corners that this defense is going to need in order for this team to take the next step.
You don't think it's the fact that the guy he couldn't stand and didn't believe in, I should say, not stand, but the guy he didn't believe in and trust is gone, and Joe Barry?
Did you listen? He said he's excited for Halfley to be.
I know,
basically saying in backwards way. I think
that's a big part of it. I think that was a big part of it, but again, I think you can get caught up in all that. I think there was a lot of issues that have been going on, and now that you have a fresh start with a new coordinator, with new eyes, you have to kind of prove yourself all over again. Now, everybody has high expectations for Jair. He has not played good football consistently the last two seasons. He's going to need to in order for this defense to be executed the way that Halfley wants it to be.
Old T, thanks for getting the phone situated for us. We really look forward to talking to you, hopefully after a good start to the Bucs series.
Of the three of you, anyone got the Bucs not advancing past the Pacers?
Not me. You know,
I think they're going to advance.
I think it's a buy opportunity, Tausch. This series opened minus 250. I think at minus 135. I might have to go take my money where my mouth is and put a little at Pato Sportsbook.
There you go, boys. All right, see you, fellas.
That's Old T. Here I'm on Wildy and Tausch. And Kyle, tell the fans how they can get involved with stories behind the Bucks.
Oh, tune in to Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks dives deep into Bucks in 6, a culture unknowingly created by former Bucks star Brandon Jennings. Take a look inside the Brandon Jennings story, the origin of Bucks in 6, how it became the rallying cry, and what it truly means to be Jennings and Bucks fans alike. Find Behind the Bucks on the Bucks, find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcast. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher.
800-990-3776. I hear from KBN Nation on the talk and text line on YouTube. We'll get to you next.